This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In grocery stores pretty much everywhere in this country, two contradictory things are happening. Lines are getting longer, while at the same time, for now anyway, shelves are pretty well picked over. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has been talking to you about what you're buying, why you're buying it, and how you're feeling about that. Because it turns out right now, a lot of you are trying to walk a fine line. Here is the coronavirus installment of our series, How We Shop.
The other day, I visited Lindsay Garfield at her studio apartment in a tall building on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. She's 30, works for a commercial real estate company. Her apartment is only about 400 square feet. Not a lot of room for stockpiling, but she's doing her best. She showed me into her tiny kitchen and swung open one of the surprisingly large cabinets.
I cannot reach the top, but I do have a stepladder. So I have all my tuna, my soup, cans of sauce, a lot of pasta, rice, potatoes.
She has also stocked up on bottled water, yogurt, avocados, Lysol.
Like having all the stuff, I guess, makes me feel a little better. Like, oh, I'm prepared. I have food if I need it. I have all the cleaning supplies. I'm doing my best. I'm washing my hands. I'm sanitizing my apartment. And that's all I can do.
She says she's not sure how prepared she needs to be right now. And she's trying to find that line between overdoing it and underdoing it. That's been a real personal dilemma for Dan Haggerty, who's 32 and lives in Reno.
Some people in my family, particularly my father, will occasionally go out and stock up whenever he believes there's an impending crisis. And it always just seems to be kind of a waste. And I've always just kind of rolled my eyes at it.
Recently, he helped his father move, and they had to throw out this old plastic jar of applesauce.
I didn't know applesauce would change color, but it did. It turned almost like a dark brown. So I was kind of disturbed by that.
But about a week ago, as Haggerty saw the shelves emptying quickly, he gave in, filled up his cart with 9 or 10 packages of toilet paper. The thing is, it is rational to buy some extra supplies right now. Miranda Fleischer is 48 and lives in San Diego with her 11-year-old daughter, Penelope. She's gone shopping several times over the past couple weeks, filling her cupboards and her fridge with food. She says she has to be prepared. If they get sick, there's no one who can really help them. Penelope's dad lives an hour away. He has diabetes.
And he's just generally not as healthy as we are. He's a wonderful guy. He would normally be here in a pinch to help us out, but I just wouldn't ask him to.
Same goes for Fleischer's mom, who's 76 and lives in Indiana. Fleischer says she's struggling, though, with how much to buy. She wants them to have enough food so they can stay home.
If it gets bad in San Diego, which I expect it will, the fewer times we have to go out, I feel like the better. I just want to help flatten the curve, as they say.
But she doesn't want to hoard either. And neither does Alan McDougall. He's 54 and lives with his wife, his 15-year-old son, and their 3 cats in Connecticut. He's been buying extra food and toilet paper, but he's being careful not to overload his cart. He's bought stuff like kimchi ramen, which he loves.
Like the other day, I went into the store and there were 6, so I bought 3.
He wanted to leave some for everybody else.
If I take the last one of everything I think I need, you know, someone else is just not going to have anything, and I don't want to be that person that puts somebody else into that position. I think you need to think about the people around you.
This weekend, he did go back and buy a few more. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.